Welcome to the Internet Monthly Podcast, a podcast featuring 10 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular Search Engine of the Month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, a selection of internet news, practical tech tips and key commentary from across the web for independent professionals, small business owners and busy home users, with another fine mix of features and resources, with full story links and background checks, plus another candidate for Search Engine of the Month. 11 Plus Computer Giveaway. The BBC is to donate 1 million Raspberry Pi-type mini computers to schoolchildren as part of a drive to improve the nation's trove of digital skills. The computer, called a microbit, will be given to all 11-year-olds starting school in the autumn term. Britain is said to be facing a significant skills shortage, with an estimated 1.4 million digital professionals needed over the next 5 years. In an effort to address the anticipated shortfall, the BBC is joining the likes of Microsoft, BT, Cisco UK and Google, as well as the Federation of Small Business, in an initiative that will also enlist help from the producers of some of TV's best-known programmes, including Doctor Who and EastEnders. For more details, see bbc.co.uk/news/technology. Money-raising means. Finding the right funding is one of the biggest challenges for young businesses. There are some useful tools and resources for entrepreneurs out there, from gov.uk's support site to the smallbusiness.co.uk guide to government grants. Now, to add to those, there's also Funding Centre, a new website claiming to help startups and small and medium-sized businesses narrow down their funding choices quickly and easily, along with independent news and research tools on alternative funding options. Funding of any kind can be a particular puzzle for fledgling entrepreneurs, especially with so many options available. So an up-to-date resource like the new Funding Centre comparison site should be a welcome addition to help startups and SMBs compare their financing options, from P2P loans to invoice finance and crowdfunding. Check out thefundingcentre.com. Real business funding. If you believe in learning from the real experiences of fellow entrepreneurs who have already made it, there's an online business periodical, Real Business, that might be a good choice for your attention. It's sometimes recommended by David Siteman Garland, American author of Smarter, Faster, Cheaper, Non-Boring, Fluff-Free Strategies for Marketing and Promoting Your Business. But don't let that put you off. Real Business is made of much more sensible-sounding stuff, and it's strictly an all-British publication, rated as the UK's leading title for high-growth businesses and entrepreneurial SMEs. Read more at realbusiness.co.uk. Crowdfunding crafts and comics. Patreon.com is a relatively new service where people support content creators by giving them money directly. Crowdfunded support of the arts donations start as low as $1 per month and go as high as contributors want. The site, which includes support for YouTubers, web comic artists, bloggers, indie games designers and many others, takes up to 5% of donation cash to cover its costs, but passes more than 90% of pledged money straight to the chosen creator. We believe the pledge support we generate demonstrates a cultural revolution happening in arts communities around the globe, said Tyler Palmer, Vice President of Operations at Patreon. More artists and authors are able to create freely and fully by connecting directly to the people with the power to support them. Check out patreon.com. Banks to master social universe. Goldman Sachs is growing its own social network. socially responsible bankers getting into running social networks, what could possibly go wrong? Could the next great social network come from within the rarefied walls of Goldman Sachs? That's what the investment bank has planned with Symphony, a messaging and social service that is already popular among employees and is expected to make its public debut this summer. To give the service a fighting chance, a consortium of 15 banks, including Goldman, has already invested $66 million in Symphony. For more details, see nypost.com. Social networking for profit. Investment social networks are a fast-emerging trend, taking users into the world of speculative stock market investment and currency trading via the global foreign exchange market, known as Forex or FX. Most allow their members to see what other traders are doing, individually and en masse, so that users can view market activity and watch the trading strategies of others, and in some cases, follow and copy the trades of successful players. Check out socialtradingguru.com/networks. Looking for trouble. At work, rest or play, and while you're away, there's help available to protect your computer by monitoring your network. Glasswire, a new Windows application and a free download for the time being, displays your network activity on an easy-to-understand graph while searching for unusual internet behaviour that could indicate malware threats or possible privacy violations. If any unusual network activity is discovered, you're instantly alerted with detailed information so that you can protect your computer, privacy or data. You can instantly block network access for specific apps. Glasswire also shows you what network activity might have happened during any time you're away or logged out from your computer. That means no more wondering what your computer was up to while you were away. Just go back in time using the application's graph view and you'll be able to see exactly what happened. Check out glasswire.com. Webopedia. Webopedia is one of the most useful sites on the World Wide Web, an encyclopedic resource dedicated to searching out and explaining tech terminology and computer definitions. If you're vaguely aware but not sure exactly what a domain name system might be, for example, or you need to know the difference between APNS and ASCX, or DRAM and SRAM when it comes to upgrading your own computer, Webopedia is an excellent resource for non-technical people, as well as all those only very occasionally baffled support staff and other normally clued-up experts. Check out webopedia.com. Better browsers. You wait ages for a new browser to turn up and replace your tired-out Internet Explorer, your long-since innovative Chrome, or maybe even a reliable old workhorse like Firefox. But nothing happens until, you guessed it, not one, not two, but three newly announced offerings come along at the same time. Read more at theregister.co.uk. Google to try factual ranking. What if searchers could tell fact from fiction on the internet? A team of computer scientists at Google has proposed a new way to rank search results. Rather than a rank by authority or popularity, scientists agree that the internet could become a much more reliable place for information if it were ranked by factual accuracy. The move would change search engine optimization by increasing the importance of editorial content. In a research paper published by Google, the scientists call the proposed new ranking factor a trustworthiness score, computed by knowledge-based trust, KBT. Rather than count incoming links, the system counts the number of incorrect facts within a page. The results computed for each page are known as the knowledge-based trust score, determined through an algorithm that dynamically decides the level of truth for each source. The paper, highlighted by New Scientist, proposes a new metric for evaluating web source quality. For more details, see newscientist.com. Search Engine of the Month. Depending on what you search for on DuckDuckGo, the search engine that doesn't track you, you may start seeing something the site calls instant answers on top of the results. The main idea behind the feature is to display results for queries that can be answered directly in the results, so that you get them immediately without having to click on links to visit somewhere else. The feature works well for factual phrases and search terms that have one definitive answer, and for some mathematical queries, such as 365 times 15, or big number long division. Note to another new option available via the settings page, duckduckgo.com/settings, where you can choose British English in preference to North American English, as well as various European languages. Check out duckduckgo.com/tour. Well, that's about all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.